Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, death and taxes. Well, folks, a few years or decades ago, one of my then young sons was whining to a friend about some reason slash excuse for not doing something that seemed like a no-brainer to her. She then made one of the most sophisticated psychological interventions I've ever heard. She said, "Oh, get over it." I love that. Now, I bet you felt left out sometime in your life. Not invited to the best party, picked for the good team, selected by the cool frat. How would you like to be a member of a very select club that people are dying to get into, and you can pick yourself to be a member? Would you take 5 minutes of your time to make it happen? And it's free? And it would make someone else or even a bunch of people feel a whole lot better for a long time and maybe even save their lives? You think I'm kidding? Nope. Game? Okay. Step one, reach into your wallet. Take out your driver's license, flip it over, and if you're like me, put on your reading glasses, then read and check the little box that says, "I hereby make an anatomical gift." And put your John or Jill Hancock next to it. Now, I've heard that there are over 120,000 people nationwide who need a heart, kidney, liver, and a lot who need other stuff like corneas, bone, skin, including women needing skin for reconstruction after having a breast removed. And I just heard there are only about 8,000 of us who give up the good stuff after giving up the ghost every year. Pretty select club, huh? No dues, remember. Here are some reasons, excuses we have for not checking and signing, and the realities I found out when I talked with an expert. We think, "I've got this or that physical problem. They won't want me." Not to worry about that one. The doctors decide. Or we think, "I'm too old or too young." Nah. No age discrimination. The doctors decide. Or, if I'm in an accident and in the ER unconscious, they'll read my license, want my organs more than they want to help me, and let me die. Nope. Dr. Frankenstein only works at the ER in the movies. Or, we don't even want to think about dying for a second, let alone 5 minutes. Right, of course. So instead of thinking about dying, think about your gift. Being the best you ever gave. You don't have to go shopping, and you don't even have to wrap it, and there's no credit card bill. Free! My own personal before checking and signing hang-up was that I thought I'd look weird in my coffin if I gave somebody my eyes and freak out my family. Of course, not true. They make sure you look great, and my kids told me when I talked to them about this, "We're going to put a paper bag over your head like we've been hoping you'd do for years anyway." And I remembered that I wanted to be cremated afterwards anyway. Weird how the brain works, huh? Speaking of beloved families, step two in making someone very happy, or up to about 50 people if you go for the whole body makeover, is talking with your loved ones about what you want to donate so they don't even have to think about it before they start arguing about who gets the car or the jewelry or the money, etc. Speaking of money, think about it this way. A part of you can live on and not pay any taxes. Still haven't signed and had the chat? Get over it! You'll be dead! I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.
If you want to sign up for organ donation, you can go to the New York State Department of Health website and download the healthcare proxy form that has a section for organ donation. We'll put the web address on our website. Or you can go to organdonor.gov.